What about in the spring when all the snow melts? It's called a
runoff.
Okay. And what are some wind storms?
Sandstorms.
What about the ones that it's not really a storm?
Tornadoes.
Uh huh. And something smaller than a tornado that swirls
around. Whirlwind.
Uh huh. If the wind has not been blowing, but then it is, you say that the
wind. Gust. Gusty.
Well, if it's gusty, but it's getting stronger, if the wind is increasing, you say that the wind is.
Increasing in velocity?
Yeah, but like a more common term for that is. The wind is doing what?
Blowing.
Blowing harder? Or would you say the wind is picking up?
It would picking up or just getting gustier.
Okay. How about, what's the opposite of that?
Calmer.
Calming down?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, finish this phrase for me. The weather is hotter than...
hell.
Good one. This is a good interview. The weather is colder than...
freezing your butt.
How about the weather is drier than...
than a hot potato.
That's a good one. I like that. Okay. Asthma makes it hard to...
breathe.
Mm-hmm. Do you know the name for a warm, dry wind blowing east off the Rocky Mountains?
No.
How about for a coastal southwest wind from Oregon north? You ever heard of a Chinook?
I've heard of it, but not from down in here.
Have you ever heard of it in terms of like a wind?
Mm-hmm.
Called a Chinook? Mm-hmm. Okay. What about a wind that makes it cold all of a sudden?
A chill?
Is there a special name for that sort of weather pattern that all of a sudden it's cold? We don't, see, we sometimes have a cold snap like this, and we call it the same thing. That the people in Texas are the ones, in East Texas, mm-hmm. are the ones that actually have this weather pattern that comes down.
A northern?
Yeah, a northern. Okay. If it's
real cold, it would be a blue northern.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you hear, even here, you hear that term.
Mm-hmm. If it's... And where does a blue northern come from?
From the north.
Anywhere.
From up around, from Alaska, Canada, comes usually off of your, it comes off of your Pacific and on down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. If it hasn't rained in a long time, that's called a?
It's dry.
It's a?
A drought.
Right. And what are some grasses that a farmer would grow?
Here in this area, Bermuda.
Well, bread grasses, for instance.
Oats,
mm-hmm.
wheat, but very little wheat is grown right here.
Yeah.
You'd have corn, oats would be probably more of the type of grass in this area.
Mm-hmm. Do you know the name for an uncultivated crop? Crop that just grows up?
Around here it would be weeds.
But what if a farmer had cut his crop already, but then some more plants grew up and he could cut it again?
Well, alfalfa.
Alfalfa does that. What do they call that? What do they call that crop that grows up on its own?
I've not heard it of any other thing other than.
You never heard it called like a second crop or second cutting or.
No, because you normally get about four or five cuttings here.
Okay.
In this part of the country, in Montana, you're lucky. You know, if they get two or three cuttings. But I have never heard it as a second.
In Montana, because it's cold, so...
Mm-hmm. They have a much shorter growing period than we do.
Okay. What are some local trees?
Elms, willows, weeping willow, globe willows.
Mm-hmm.